Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Well, Jazz, this is our next guest, very special to me, former teammate of mine. He's a three-time All-Australian, two-time Best and Fairest, 2018 AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year, and he can add captain of the Melbourne Football to that list. Maxi Gawn, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, boys. It's a bit weird you had to Wikipedia my stats, Bernie. Well, surely you know them by now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He texted me that. I didn't have to look that up. Straight out of my phone. He told me that before the show when he knew he was coming on. But in all seriousness, mate, it must have been an incredible honour with some of the past captains of that great football club.
No, it's an absolute privilege, Bern. I've been vice captain the last 2 years and leadership group the last four. So I think I've done the right sort of process to get to this spot. And like you said, there's been some great names that have captained the football club, and two of them are still with me, so I'll be able to bounce some ideas off them throughout the year. And Jack's still well and truly part of the leadership two. Wouldn't call it a group, the leadership two. And Nathan's still there as well. And I'm still close with Jack Trengrove and Brad Green and James McDonald and Jack Grimes. So there's a lot of captains we've had.
Yeah, and you mentioned that. It's been a big journey for yourself. You spent a lot of time in the VFL. You had two knee reconstructions. You said yourself you'd even be delisted if you weren't 208 centimetres. You must be really proud of where you've come from.
Yeah, that was just trying to get the young players to switch on. I always back myself in. Look, I mean, you met me around 2015 when I was a little bit better, but my first few years probably weren't my best years, to be honest. And my height sort of helped me, but I did have a few knee recos in that little time as well, so I wasn't able to do anything out on the track to show them why they should keep me, and I definitely wasn't doing much off the track to show them why they should keep me. So I'm glad they did, because it's been one hell of a journey, and I'm very happy to be, well, hopefully a red and blue player for life, and I love the club, and that's one thing that I did get in those first few years is I was able to fall in love with the club because I literally watched every single game. So,
mate, what makes a good captain of a football club?
I suppose they're all different. There's plenty of ways to skin a cat, and I'm very different to Jack, and Jack's very different to Nathan, and Nathan was very different to Brad Green. So we're all very different, and I'll take different approaches to each player as well. So obviously 45 players bring different personalities, Jazz. So I've got to find the right leadership style for each player.
He's very much relationship-based, Jazz. Treats everyone across the whole football club the same, no matter what your role. So,
Maxi, are you a hugger? Do you love hugging players?
I'm going to try and bring back, there's all this go out for a coffee of a player. I'm going to try and bring back, let's have a beer together.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Let's go out for a schooner.
More like a comeback, Jazz.
I love it.
You might too. Oh,
I don't think I'll take Steve May out for a beer. I think he's had enough.
That's risky. That comes with this risk. Run us through your relationship, speaking of relationships, with Jim Steins. I know you were very close with him before he passed.
Yes. It's funny. I sort of walked into the football club in 2009, and we had very high draft picks in that era. Scully went 1, Trengrove went 2, Tapscott went 10, and Gisberts went 18. So we had 4 in the first 18. Right. I know what you're saying, all household names. and I went down in the 30s, and Jim picked me out from day dot and said, this guy's the one, this guy's going to do things differently. And Jim sort of attached himself to me for his 2 years that I had him with. And one regret I do have, which isn't my fault, but I've never got to meet Jim when he was well. Yeah. Everyone tells me he was a ripper, but he was an absolute star when he was sick. So I can only imagine that he was a ripping person. But he told me it's okay to be different. And I've sort of followed that for 10 years, as you two have probably seen.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's the way I'll lead now as well.
Mate, you've been great for the game. Now, my boy here, Bernie's just joined the radio world here on Triple M. Now, how would you describe Bernie Vince's contribution as a player and an assistant coach at the Melbourne Football Club there, Maxi? Would you describe it?
Be nice, Maxi.
Hold on, I'm a bit confused by the question. Did he assistant coach?
Oh, yeah. There's a drive-by.
There's a clip. That's a clip.
Where were you
doing down there?
I didn't know assistant coaching was rock up every Monday once a month.
Nah, he's got that. He's got that wrong. I was assistant development.
You? And did you go to the property room all the time and pinch socks and shorts and tracksuits?
I had brand new everything. Yeah. Well, wouldn't you?
Maxie, please. Is that why you dumped him?
Bernie Vince's playing ability and what he gave to us as a player was absolutely superb. Exactly what we needed as a club to have a household South Australian name come across and play for the club. It's exactly what we needed. And I mean, if he didn't come, we may not have got a Jordan Lewis and Stephen May and Jake Lever and these sort of guys to come across as well. So, I'm forever in debt for that, Bern. I've told him that.
Nice.
He also brought the Vince family, who definitely they turned our functions upside down. So, thank you to the Vince family.
Thanks to Tim, Dad, Tim, Vince.
They had to batten down the hatches, wouldn't they?
I can't add as much from his coaching days. He's still on the email list. People think he's still a coach. He hasn't told people he's leaving.
I still get the calendar invites in my diary when training's
left.
Now
you've got a funny story about the great man, Maxie.
Come on. A lot of people know this, but run the Adelaide family through the story of on the way to training, pulling up the lights. Who was it that saw you doing what you're doing and what were you doing?
Well, it's Adelaide's own Kyle Cheney that pulled up next to me on the Monash Freeway. It was a boring drive that morning, Bert, so I just thought I'd light it up, like the pun.
You just had a dart just laying there. You thought,
so you're at the lights.
It's not going to smoke
you
itself.
You lit up a little dart, did you?
As I have said, I wasn't the perfect professional athlete when I was young.
Oh, Maxie. you said in the morning.
It was earlier than that, I think. I ran with the excuse to the leisure group at the time that I drove mates out the night before and they left a cigarette in the car. They believed it. I had Brett Maloney, hook, line and sinker.
That wouldn't be hard. very funny, mate. But in all seriousness, congratulations. What an honour. I look forward to seeing your progress and hopefully you lead Melbourne back into that eight where they belong and maybe even the premiership captain one day, mate. Well done.
Mate, I might take a little bit of a learning tip off those leaders that told me to get off the darts because it's worked.
I might
go the same before. Although it's worked in between the footy season months, but that's all that matters at the moment.
Well done, mate. Thanks for joining the Rush Hour.
Thanks heaps, guys.
Good stuff, Maxie.
Triple M, get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.